The reason I chose this passage was because I think it's a culminating point in Leah's life, a result of quite a few moments of doubt. For some time now, we've been seeing a transition in her faith, but she never fully accepted it until now. She was still wavering on that line between her love for her father and what she truly believes in. The night that the ants come to the village, she's pushed over the edge. I think this night is an extremely important event in the book, because in the absence of politeness, we come to see the characters as who they truly are, or as what they will become. Like Anatole says, Rachel is a demon. She's exactly the person we already knew her to be, selfish and self-involved. Instead of saving one of her sisters or something useful, like one of the chickens or something, she chooses to take her mirror. But this passage focuses on what that night does to Leah, so I'll talk about that. Another thing that is exemplified here is the complete uselessness of the Christian religion to these villagers, who have to live every year with this kind of catastrophe. Anatole says that the father is giving a sermon about Pharaoh's army and the plague. It sounds so ridiculous among the pain that his family is going through. We come to understand how utterly careless Nathan is when it comes to his wife and children, not even worrying about how they are, only about what sermon he must give. Preaching and praying wouldn't have saved the villagers from the ants. Anatole was the one who had to save the family and take charge of their well-being. Leah realizes this when she says, "Anatole was the one person who cared enough to help me. God didn't." Throughout this passage, we could even substitute God for Nathan. Leah used to symbolize God and his goodness as Nathan. Once she sees that her father has turned his back to her, she feels that God has done the same. She sets up this comparison when she says that her father is not a ghost, as if he wasn't human the way her family was. He is God with his back turned, hands clasped behind him and fierce eyes on the clouds. She says, God had turned his back and was walking away. We also learn that Leah is questioning how she once felt about America. She says, where is the easy land of ice cream cones and new Ked sneakers and We Like Ike, the country where I thought I knew the rules? Where is the place I can go home to? After she discovers the plot to assassinate Lumumba, which is schemed by her president, whom she once trusted, she feels betrayed by her country. Just like her father, it turned out to be completely different from what it seemed. In a way, Leah's view on politics and the Congolese revolution changes along with her religion and faith. They are inextricably linked for her, just as they are for Anatole, when he compares the Congolese people to the ants. He uses his religion, nature, to explain what he thinks is politically correct. In this passage, we also see the completely different way that the Congolese and the Americans view religion. Leah always felt that God would always reward her for being good and punish her for being bad. It was simple for her. And now that she thinks God is punishing her for no reason, she says, God hates us. But Anatole has a very different explanation. He doesn't think this is the work of God. He says to Leah, the world can always give you reasons. No rain, not enough for the ants to eat, something like that. Nsongonia are always moving anyway, whether God cares or not. Anatole seems to have his religion, if you can call it that, based on nature. He looks to the way nature works to find what he believes in. This is something we have seen before in Mr. Fowles. He also looked to nature to find his religion, as he explained to the family earlier, something Nathan would find pagan. Anatole says, don't try to make life a mathematics problem with yourself in the center and everything coming out equal. When you are good, bad things can still happen, and if you are bad, you can still be lucky. This is the complete opposite of what Nathan had told Leah earlier, when he weighed out the balance between punishment and reward in his hands. Leah also realizes how wrong her father is when she compares him, reciting his sermons every day, with the villagers, who actually help her family survive by giving them food. In a way, these villagers are more Christian than her father, who doesn't even care or can't show it. At this point, Leah makes her shift from her father to Anatole. She says, "When I walk through the valley of the shadow, the Lord is supposed to be with me, and he's not." She goes on to say, "I felt the breath of God grow cold on my skin." After this night, Leah doesn't respect or listen to her father again. Leah says, "I'm scared to death of what's happening and nobody here will talk to me. You're the only one. I repeated his name because it took the place of prayer." This is when she substitutes what she once knew for Anatole and his way of thinking. She says, "Anatole's name anchored me to the earth, the water, the skin that held me in like a jar of water." She makes a reference to nature and how she wants to be connected to it as well, through Anatole. She tells him she loves him. We could see this as the replacement for the love she once had for her father. She turned it towards Anatole. At the very end of the passage, we see this come to its climax when she says, "This is what I must have learned, the night God turned his back on me, how to foretell the future in chicken bones." When Leah loses her faith in God and America, she recovers it by learning how to foretell the future in chicken bones, a Congolese ritual completely against Christianity. Leah turns from America to the Congo as the place she calls home.